Hi, today's Tuesday, October 8th. I almost said September, but it's not September anymore. It's October, and it's raining here.
Finally.
Finally. Or yeah, it was raining a few days ago. I'm sorry. It's been a severe drought, so this is very exciting.
What have we got in the news today?
We have government and social media. Two exciting
And
topics
rain.
to discover. No, I didn't have any stories about rain.
Rain.
Rain is generally not, it doesn't mix well with technology.
Chris Bailey was right for once.
Even a broken clock, Krista.
He was like, the drought couldn't continue forever. He just bet this weekend.
Well, you know who else was right for once? No, he wasn't right. But the courts have agreed with him, unfortunately.
We noticed you're blocking ads.
Washington Post said that the appeals court has upholds the FCC's net neutrality rules. So this is the rollback of net neutrality. But this ruling is bizarre. Like the mental gymnastics that the people in the court went through to do this. That at one point it was literally said something to the effect of, because a washing machine cannot make a telephone call, it is probably okay that these regulations do not apply to mobile data services.
Yeah, it's what can you do? Just shake your head and
There was one silver lining, and that was states can pass their own rules, which is something FCC said no, but the court was like, no, they can totally do that.
yeah, well, but we have another story about that. That's probably temporary. So
Foreshadowing.
don't get too excited about that. So there's a lot of anti-ICE, and I don't mean frozen water. I mean Immigrations and Customs Enforcement here in the States. And people really hate them because of the whole immigration debate. They're really vilified. This story to me is super redundant because here's what you should be upset about instead of this. Everybody who gets arrested, remember, when you are arrested, you are accused of a crime, not convicted of a crime. But everybody who gets arrested gets their DNA sampled. So this to me would follow, but we should be upset about that, not just about this.
The U.S. government plans to collect DNA from detained immigrants. Yes, like, it's good to be upset about that, but it's the larger issue, OMG, WTF, BBQ, because it's like you can't have, I mean, isn't freedom predicated on the presumption of innocence? Like, government has limited powers that are only, like, a defined set of limited powers, and this doesn't have anything to do with that.
It's a real bad week to be an immigrant this week in Level One News. There's a lot of sad stories.
But to be fair, our government has made no promises to these people.
Yeah, that's
So,
true.
So this is the story that we were just talking about. What would have been great if these had followed each other, but they didn't.
We didn't plan that far out.
So what Wendell was talking about in terms of the FCC is when it comes to privacy and, net neutrality and all these things. It seems like Congress is just it's like, yeah, you know what? It's getting toward the end of the year. Christmas is coming up. Congress gets started on Christmas about the same time that Cracker Barrel does. And so
Which is October.
they've said, you know what? We're probably not going to get anything done. Sorry.
Not as bad as Hobby Lobby Christmas, though.
The Reuters headline is U.S. online privacy rules are unlikely this year, hurting big tech. Hurting big tech.
Well, the reason it hurts them is because California gets to go ahead. If you remember, California agreed. They're like, okay, if you're going to make some federal rules, you're going to let Amazon write those laws. We'll wait and we won't do our thing. And we'll see what the federal government's going to do because we don't want to waste our time. But with this, that's probably off the table.
Yeah, the other weird thing that's related to this in the FCC ruling was like the FCC ruling talked about like DNS, and it's like because DNS might return a different server than the other server, it's okay to interfere with things, but it doesn't really talk about encryption. And the encryption part sort of dovetails with this conversation about online privacy rules. Like, could an ISP interfere with encryption in order to be able to do marketing stuff? That's kind of suggested here. No one says that, but it seems like that's the loophole that's been left by these two things.
So, that's unfortunate. Maybe keep that in mind when you vote.
We also have a story in the government section about what our attorney general thinks about encryption.
And this is the government section. So
Oh,
we'll get to that.
that's yeah, I guess that's
Social,
technically
yeah.
government, yeah.
So
thought that might be in the Facebook block.
It may actually be. Oh. There were a lot that were hard to determine.
Yeah.
Like, this involves both the government and social media. So, who knows? Well, just, it's potpourri. So, some rare good news. We've talked about this a lot. So, when it comes to ICE, for example, people were really, really, really upset that ICE was capturing license plates and using those license plates to try to find illegal aliens.
People that sympathize with the illegal aliens.
No, they were literally trying to find them and get them
probably
out.
Probably both.
Both.
So, but again, that's okay, fine. Yeah, that's disturbing. That's a surveillance state and we shouldn't have it. But it's not just them. They're actually doing it to everybody. Every police car that you encounter, if there's a cop behind you in traffic, guess what? You just got scanned.
You've probably got some amazing B-roll of that from your dash cam.
Well, didn't it say in the article it was like 1,500 for however many it sees, like every so often? I can't remember.
3 million in a week.
Yeah.
That's what Los Angeles gets. So anyway, they're constantly recording the license plates. But a tiny bit of good news about that.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is the only place this is really covered so far, the EFF's own website. Victory! The EFF wins access to license plate reader data to study how law enforcement uses privacy-invasive technology. This is an article, a little write-up about that from the EFF. It is kind of shocking how tooth and nail California, Los Angeles County fought against this. Like, what? Why would they not want the data to be analyzed?
Because it's listen to it.
Really?
3 million in a week. 3 million license plates in a week.
That's highly valuable information to them. They don't want people to maybe take that away.
Listen, half the force is using it to find ex-girlfriends.
That makes everyone feel better about it.
If you think about, because it's not just on police cars. We've done stories before where they'll hire taxi companies where they're driving through a parking lot to pick you up at a grocery store. They're hitting every license plate. Yeah. And some of them are fixed and different parts in the road. And so they can pretty much put together a little map of where you go. If you go to the grocery store on Tuesdays, guess who might be waiting for you if there's a warrant, you know?
If you post a pinata for sale, guess who might be waiting?
That's a related story.
And speaking of surveillance and going too far with surveillance and a violation of, got to be some international laws, don't you think? We have this story that's come out about Mr. Julian Assange.
Spain security has been probed for spying on Assange for the CIA. So, yeah, I guess this was a contractor. Like, how many levels of contracting do you have to be before it's like SpongeBob's private detective service is spying on Julian Assange? But that's what happened. They actually put live cameras and microphones, in the women's bathroom.
But why did a Spanish security firm have more access at that embassy?
At the embassy for Ecuador.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
nobody
weird.
Expects the Spanish Inquisition.
So
the jokes write themselves.
I don't know about in Ecuador. I imagine it's similar to us. You got the attorney-client privilege, right? Well, they were spying on his meetings with his attorney. So
in the embassy,
he thought that he had some protections there. Nope. And they also talk about it was basically a live stream. They didn't even have to wait. They could just tune right in.
Is this better or worse than having to spend a year in jail for skipping bail on charges that were ultimately dropped?
Well, I think if you're Julian Assange, it's worse because they're going to kill him if they get the chance. We'll see. He is serving, I think 50 weeks. And how many weeks in do you think he is? Like, probably about a year into that?
No, not even.
Not even a year?
Yeah.
So, but I think it only gets worse when that's over.
Yeah. I think that about a week before he's due for release, somebody will come out of the woodwork and be like, oh, no, we need to extradite him.
We talk a lot on Level One News. Actually, we talked about it. We do talk a lot. But last week we had the story about Elizabeth Warren and her kind of admitting that politicians and people in power and the court system, they have no understanding of technology at all. It's breathtaking how little they understand. And considering how much of our lives are dominated by technology now, that's a situation that it doesn't work. And there is maybe no better example than the Google Oracle lawsuit. And the general counsel for Oracle her astonishing misunderstanding and refusal to accept reality when it comes to technology.
Top Oracle lawyer attempting to gaslight the entire software community. They insist that APIs are executable. This happened on Twitter, so of course I'm, you know, like fully abreast of everything that's going on. But literally APIs are executable code according to this attorney. Like, she does not understand. And what, you know, what an incredible position to be in as an attorney, having countless software engineers, PhD software engineers, world famous software engineers, tell you you're wrong. And for legal purposes, legal wrangling, legal terms, doesn't matter. So I hope the next time she goes to a fancy restaurant, somebody convinces her she needs to eat the menu, because the menu is kind of like the API for the restaurant.
You gotta wonder. So which do you think it is, and which do you think is sadder and worse for the world and the country? Does she really believe it? Or has she taken that position, and because of her position in the case, she has to just die on that hill?
He didn't murder that guy. He involuntarily stopped life functions. They're different.
But hopefully, some judge will see the light. I feel like... Okay.
I don't know.
Hopefully, some judge will not be a moron.
I mean, we understand this, because we've worked with APIs. But... I'm trying to put myself in, let's say there's another discipline that's not programming, right? Let's say it's horse breeding. Is there a topic in horse breeding that you don't think that somebody could sit you down in 20 to 30 minutes and get you up to speed enough for you to understand this kind of concept? I mean, it's a broad concept.
Having, you know, had to sit down with the horse girls and have them explain stuff, like, I feel like I could understand at least a little bit of the lingo they use. Like, you know, you'd figure it out.
Maybe something more complicated. Okay, well, let's go in the other direction. Let's say particle physics.
Right? Okay, there it is.
Just on a really broad scope. I still feel like I could get my head around the more basic functions of it. Yeah. But I'm not a...
Does this mean that we can get a copyright violation for quantum superposition? It's like, look, this particle's occupying two different parts. That's a trademark. I mean, that's a trademark violation right there.
Oh, I watched a video about quantum computing once, and I was like, I got lost within 5 minutes.
I have a right to face my particles, Your Honor. And clearly these are waves. The FBI, remember when we talked about West Virginia, of all the states... West Virginia, who was at the bottom until Alabama came around. And Alabama just hulked out in 2019 and became the most hated state.
Really took the heat off of us.
But West Virginia did something crazy, because you don't think about technology when you think West Virginia. They said, we're going to do a voting app. And everybody said, you're crazy, because that's going to get hacked. Well, guess what?
The FBI is investigating an alleged hacking attempt into the mobile voting app during the 2018 midterms. Now, the guys from West Virginia are on record as saying that they secure their application using blockchain. So this is an absentee voting application for, like, military and service people. So you kind of have to be special to use this app. But they thought this was the fastest, most secure way to enable people to do absentee voting in West Virginia. And a lot of people actually did use it.
Now, they said that they detected attempted hacking, but, and I'm quoting this fellow here, Warner, when he said, absolutely no penetration occurred. And that's almost always a lie.
You know, I was thinking about it, as soon as he said, like, West Virginia, I thought about it some more, and it's like, no, that makes sense for a voting thing to be implemented there.
Why?
As close as it is to D.C.
Hmm. Maybe, but I mean, Virginia would be the obvious choice, right?
I would think, but I don't know. Maybe they liked the song.
Is West Virginia the Australia of the United States in terms of experimenting on the people to see what they'll tolerate and freak out about?
I doubt it, because they're mountain folk like us. They won't put up with that kind of thing. Oh, Tesla. Remember that time that Teslas kept bursting into flame? Well, actually, we're still in that time. It hasn't stopped happening.
Multiple times.
Now, yes, we know that more gasoline cars burst into flame than Teslas, obviously. And even the ratio is much lower in electric cars. But the thing about it is, when they burst into flame, they tend to stay in flame. An object, a Tesla in flames, tends to stay in flames.
More disturbingly, that there have been several cases of Teslas bursting into flames after the fire was put out days later at a junkyard.
Yeah, they actually have a new method I was reading about where they bring in like this big sarcophagus and clamp over it and then fill that up with water. So what they did is, remember when Apple had battery problems? What did they do? Well, they put out software to nerf those batteries. And a lot of people noticed and they said, you're making my iPhone slower. And it was a big conspiracy thing. It was like, they wouldn't really do that. No, they did that. What did Tesla do about it?
Tesla is being investigated for a software update meant to limit fire risk. Safety regulators want to know more about the May OTA update. I think investigation is perhaps a little strong of a word. Somebody wrote a letter to like the Department of Transportation and they were like, did that really happen? And Tesla was like, yeah. And they're like, well, we're going to need some details. And that's sort of where we are with the update. We don't know what the software update was. Or, like...
Well, they admitted it was battery-related.
So it wasn't really an investigation so much as a politely worded letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but... So there's a rule that if they can prove... So I can't remember what they called it. It was like...
Tesla might be covering up a safety issue, or is this a routine update?
It is a defect petition. And when you get a defect petition, you have to actually, like, go through more steps. So they have to take it seriously. And what they're saying here... Because, you know, Tesla owners are... huge nerds, right? And they're constantly just worshiping their Teslas and observing them and monitoring them. And they figured out they got slower after that update. And or no, it was the range. So it tells you when you go in, you start it up, it's like you have X number of miles left. That number dropped dramatically after the update. And they're like, oh, did you just nerf my battery because that might be part of the reason why it's bursting into flame?
If you run the battery down too much, it catches on fire.
So
that can't be right. It should be charged.
A lot of people, well, maybe they're dropping the max charge.
Oh, yeah, could be.
A lot of people are saying that they did it on purpose, just like Apple, to, you know, help mitigate this fire issue. That's what they want to know. So maybe we'll find out.
I'm sure the commenters will let us know.
This is another one I couldn't figure out. Like,
this is a non-story because Twitter already responded.
Whether to put this into social media or government, but I love the... I mean, I'm totally tuned out of the impeachment thing. I don't care, but it's so funny when they're constantly... So our authority is appealing to authority of the tech companies when they fight each other. It's like screaming to mommy, and I never get tired of it.
Kamala Harris has asked Twitter to suspend Donald Trump for civil war and whistleblower tweets. Not the threatening violence against North Korea or retaliation against North Korea, which I thought sure would be. And funny enough, the author of this article does actually mention that tweet. It's like, you know, Donald Trump was threatening North Korea on Twitter. And Twitter said, yeah, that's against our rules, but...
What are you going to do?
So this is about Trump saying there'd be a civil war if they impeach him, you know, insinuating that the Trump supporters would rise up. I don't think they will. I think we've been violated a lot harder than that as a country, and we haven't risen up yet, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. But, yeah, that's these awful people just snipe at each other on Twitter and then run behind someone's apron and point, and it's disgusting. Motorola. They make phones, right? Well, sure. They make some phones. They make some other stuff. They make some networking equipment. But you might not know that they're also making us all more miserable.
Motorola, known for cell phones, is fast becoming a major player in the government surveillance and artificial intelligence market. Scroll down. I think they got this...
That's nice, isn't
these,
it?
Look at these happy cameras.
They're monitoring everything.
This article talks about how Motorola's been getting a lot of contracts for surveillance installations in schools and things like that, and they're combining it with things like face recognition and, you know, tracking the kids and all this kind of stuff.
They've actually branched off a whole new company, and they're consolidating all this stuff. And a lot of people are upset, mostly because it's a bunch of different kinds of surveillance that they're going to put all together in one place. So when that gets breached, yeah.
The stock photo here is just hypnotic. I can't stop looking at it.
I wish it had just a few more frames per second.
Yeah, it's a little clunky.
A little janky.
It feels like an under construction GIF from like the late 2000s.
So we talked last week about the right to be forgotten. That was France, right? Yes. Or was it all the EU?
I think it, well, I think it was France, but it applied to the EU, but there was one other layer of appeal it could go through.
So the ruling was, yeah, you have a right to be forgotten, but you can't force the tech companies operating in other countries to apply that as well. So we'll forget you in France. You can't be Googled whatever horrible thing you did. But if you get Googled from the US, no guarantees, right? Which is weird, because now they've made this decision.
An EU court has ruled that Facebook can, in fact, be forced to remove content worldwide. This is apparently just because of the way that Facebook works, as opposed to the internet. In the other ruling, they're talking about how, you know, if it was an EU top-level domain and it was, like, hosted in the EU, that made the difference. But I guess because Facebook always has regional servers, the server is going to be in the EU if you're looking at EU, so it has to be removed globally because of the way Facebook works, but I don't think they really understood.
No, I think it's just arbitrary. I think they're just...
Any reason to be able to remove whatever they want.
So, yeah, if something is considered banned in the EU, they expect Facebook and presumably every other social media service to remove it everywhere, which is weird. I don't think that Facebook should tolerate that. I think Facebook should just say, you don't get Facebook. Which would actually probably be good for the EU people, right? Make them happier overall.
Well, it'd probably make them angry at the start, though.
They'll be fine.
Oh, they'd hate it, but it'd be better for them. You know?
Tough love.
So, the EU, they have, it's weird because they have all this, you know, overstepping and all that, like, you know, the Facebook ruling. But then they have GDPR, which kind of seems like it's going pretty well. And sometimes they'll do some good things. Maybe this is one of those good things.
The EU...
Oh,
there it goes. The EU has brought in a right to repair, the rules for a right to repair, for appliances. And there's a nice picture of a washing machine. So as appliances get smarter and more complicated, the EU thinks that companies should not treat those like disposable. I mean, you know, spare parts for machines for up to 10 years. That seems reasonable.
I had a roommate, and I came home to that, but it was the dishwasher.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, what? And he never ran the dishwasher. He was one of these people who just didn't do it. And I was like, what did you do? And he's like, man, it's just broken. There's something wrong with it. And I was like, I used it yesterday. It was fine. And then eventually he admitted that he put two soap bricks in it.
Why?
One. And I was like... What did you expect here? And then he was like, he was mad at me. And then later he came back and he was like, I just called my mom and she said that was fine to do.
Well, it's like, well, clearly not. Like,
so one caveat here is you have to be able to get parts and you have to be able to repair it yourself and get documentation and stuff, but only if you're a qualified repair professional.
Mm.
Not if you are an average EU, you know, peasant.
The Apple cabal repair style thing.
So... And that's up to 10 years. Got to be able to do that. So appliances lasted longer than 10 years back in the day.
Well, now they've got, you know, screens and crap built in and assistants, and you can't expect those to last 10 years. It's unreasonable. They need to sell you another one.
But I could expect the washing machine to continue to wash things without the LCD.
No. No, you got to buy a new one. Buy new.
More news from France. They apparently didn't get the memo about how bad this is going in China and India.
Hong Kong.
Because they've decided they're going to get on it as well.
France is set to roll out a nationwide facial recognition ID program. What could possibly go wrong?
As it turns out, lots of things.
Here's the weirdest thing about this.
France!
It's an app. But it's only for Android. They're not doing iOS, or at least not yet. I was like, what?
You are not a full citizen. You're granted your Android device.
So it's going to have a... You're going to, like, register and have your facial, you know, stuff measured or whatever. And then every time you can use this app on your phone to be like, oh, yes, this is really you. You can make a payment or, you know, get a new driver's license or whatever it is. So...
I just don't think this is going to end well. We've got too many large data sets to show that for a millions of users population, facial recognition is not good enough.
So here's the thing. You can't opt out of this, right? You either use it or you don't get access to these services, which it would seem pretty obviously on paper violates GDPR.
Yeah. the government can't, the French government can't keep track of this. Well, I guess the French government could keep track of this if you agree and they give you a copy of your data, but they're not going to be able to safeguard it.
You should have to. There's something about like that rule where if I don't consent to your anti-privacy stuff, can't lock me out of the service. Mm. And that's what they're doing.
France.
So we talked about Hong Kong, and
it's real scary.
It's getting real bad, hey, Hong Kong. And it's interesting because the people of Hong Kong know very well what their government is capable of and what they will do and the lengths they will go to. And so they have all these crazy ways of getting around things that might trip them up for being protesters. And Apple caught some serious flack this week for not participating.
Apple bans app that allowed Hong Kong protesters to track police movements. But wait, they unbanned it. But wait, they banned it again. But wait, it came back.
Yeah, it's back as of the latest update.
So you can tell that Apple first saw the headlines and they were like, ooh, better unban that. And then they got a call from the Communist Party and they were like, yes, sir, that will be banned. And then it just kept cycling until, I guess, the people's voices won out.
Yeah. It's the thing that blows my mind about the people that are protesting in Hong Kong is that it does seem like there are several, like I saw several videos where like the police or like, but like plain clothes were trying to get the protesters to do something bad, like set a car on fire or do a riot or something like that. And the other protesters are immediately like, what are you doing? No, stop that. And like they put out the fire. And there was another video I saw where like there was a barricade, but a fire truck needed to get through. So like this swarm of people just came and removed the barricade in like 30 seconds. And then the fire truck drove through and then they put the barricade back. And it's like, that is some excellent citizenry. Here in America, like if we were that upset about something, people would just be burning couches and it would be very
effective.
People do
that for football games.
Yeah, if we win a sporting event, we do that. So, yeah.
So it's amazing that the citizenry is like that. I don't know, cognizant's not the right word. I don't know what the word for that is, but that's amazing. That is an empowered citizenry. I hope that does not squelch.
The furthest thing from an empowered citizenry.
Well,
so, I mean, they're good people, but they're screwed hard. The you know, you mentioned them catching, that's how they're ferreting out the plainclothes, and that's how that guy got shot.
Yeah.
They confronted plainclothes cops, and one of them just started shooting. So.
Did you see the clip where, like, I think it was two of the cops were, like, running backwards with guns, and one of them accidentally, like, pointed his gun at another cop?
Yeah. That's like, what are you doing?
Well, they probably don't get to train very much with weapons.
No.
The cops, at least.
And I love the guy, though. He just immediately, like, knocked it away from him. Like, don't point that at me.
I imagine it's kind of like Vietnam at this point, where it's just like, all right out of the academy onto the streets. We need more riot police. Yeah, bus them in. Everybody that you got. I don't care what their qualifications are. Get them on the street.
I wonder where the police force is coming from. Those can't be Hong Kong citizens, can they?
They're not.
They have to be like from the mainland or something.
I'm sure they will. There is an amazing amount of mental gymnastics that people in those positions of authority will do. Mm. I saw a great tweet. That's maybe one of my favorite tweets of all time. And
are you sad you have that list now?
And so it was some guy, and he was like, I was in the military service, and worked with the CIA, and I've used automatic weapons and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see any reason why civilians would ever need these. And he put civilians in all caps. And the response was, your use of the word civilians there is the reason. And I was just like, oh, my heart skipped a beat. But speaking of Hong Kong, the big news this week wasn't Apple. It was the ban on the thing that the people are using to get around those horrible facial recognition cameras.
Hong Kong has announced a ban on masks and face paint that help protesters evade facial recognition. So, yeah, it's getting real dicey in Hong Kong, like super dicey. There's all kinds of videos of people being like swarmed and arrested, even kids. Although I think we've got a different article about that later, unless you cut it.
They raided a hospital. And is that...
That is a Geneva Convention
violation. Yeah, I think pretty sure you're not allowed to shoot the medics. So, crazy. They did not accept the mask ban. This was one of the most violent weekends that they've had, or you know, this past weekend was. And but they did arrest tons and tons of people. You got to wonder what the jails are looking like.
some of the people that are arrested are afraid that they're going to be disappeared. So, like, they scream out their name and stuff so that they can be tracked, hopefully by the people that care about them.
I bet they got nice, healthy organs.
For now.
China had China Day, which is their, like, you know, anniversary day. I guess that's from the Communist Revolution. I really don't know enough about Chinese history. Sorry. And they had a nice big military parade and showed off what might end humanity.
China displays a new hypersonic nuclear missile on a 70th anniversary. Beijing also showcased interballistic missiles capable of reaching the U.S. in 30 minutes during their 70th anniversary gala.
What a sad anniversary to go to. I thought there would be cake here. Why are you guys showing me nuclear missiles?
Look at those absolute units. So those are, I think these are the hypersonics, right?
Probably.
So that those will defeat any current missile shield in the world, supposedly.
It just can't respond fast enough. They're too fast.
Well, they've also got that erratic movement capability.
Oh, yeah.
So they can, like, cut around, and there's basically no stopping it. And if they launched all of them at once, and they know where all of our nukes are, we might not even get off the return shot because they're so fast.
So meanwhile, we'll
get these soon.
Yeah.
And then.
I was going to say, meanwhile, in the U.S. on our anniversary, we just shoot off fireworks and get drunk.
Is it this? We probably have these. These are probably, like, the ones that we have were probably made in a factory in China, and these are the seconds and leftovers.
These are they stole the schematics.
Yeah.
Made their own.
I mean, that's probably what happened.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of talk about us being behind the curve. You know, it's interesting, though. We still have a bigger military in terms of manpower than China does, even with all their people.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't think all of ours are fighters, though. Like, we have more logistics, but with modern warfare, that's kind of just how it works. We talk a lot about apps and the danger of installing apps. I'm just terrified to install apps these days.
Yeah, me too.
It's just, there's no reason to. Wendell won't even install Twitter.
I won't. And you know how addicted to Twitter I am.
Yeah. That's like someone who's addicted to heroin refusing to use syringes.
It's just not safe, man.
But it isn't. It's true. It's not safe. You get hepatitis that way.
There's a safe needle exchange program here in our city.
Well, we don't have a safe app exchange program, so he's forced to use the website like a pleb.
I blame Google.
And maybe you're right for blaming Google, because they let some bad stuff on that Play Store.
Egypt used Google Play and spy campaign targeting its own citizens, researchers say. This is fascinating. The people that built this application actually uploaded it to, like, malware scanning services to see if the malware scanning services would detect it, and kept tweaking the application. So it turns out the malware scanners keep copies of everything you upload for just such a purpose. And Google is asleep at the helm when it comes to this kind of stuff.
So this thing would actually... It was supposed to be something to do with your contacts, and so it made sense that it needed those permissions. But what it was really doing is monitoring all your calls and listening. And your location and blah, blah, blah. They actually had a bunch of these that they figured out were all part of the same suite and all used for the same purpose. My favorite one was the one that claimed to double your volume output on your phone. It's like downloading RAM.
Yeah.
Mm. People fell for it. They got some location data from them. Perhaps eclipsed by what's going on in Hong Kong, Iraq is having their own uprising, which harkens back to the Arab Spring. And every time this happens in the smaller countries of the world, although I wouldn't put it past our leaders, would you? I think they'd do it. China certainly does it. Things get weird. Turn off that internet.
Iraq has imposed a curfew and cut internet as major protests turn violent. So a lot of the major peering partners are looking at traffic from this part of the world through their links, and it's basically nothing. So a lot of chaos and insanity happening in Iraq. Don't know the political side of it. Is it a democratic spring, or is it a worse Arab Spring?
It's like an anti-corruption. I mean, it's probably the CIA, right?
Yeah.
You can't really win, really, it seems.
Here's hoping that their people will suffer less under the new...
I guarantee there's...
And they'll have new economic opportunities?
A non-trivial amount of CIA agents on the ground in Hong Kong. Absolutely. And they might be the ones stirring the pot. Like, let's burn that car.
In Hong Kong or Tehran?
Yeah, both.
Why not all those countries?
They've got plenty of people. Zimbabwe is famous for being bad at banking. They had those hyperinflation periods, more than one, where they were literally printing like trillion-dollar bills. They let it get that crazy.
What an amazing souvenir.
And these days, they've kind of gotten more technological about that, right? So it limits some of the central bank's ability to control the monetary supply. So what do? If you're a central bank and your people are getting out of hand with it's not Bitcoin, but it's a kind of mobile money. Well,
Zimbabwe's central bank has shut down the use of mobile money for cash transactions. This is like really bad because culturally this has become central for like micropayments and microtransactions in like communities. Like you're going to go down to like the farmer's market and get some fresh fruit and crap like that. Using mobile for that is what they do. This is a big deal for them.
Now, the central bank claims that this is because some people are abusing the situation. And I think it's a matter of black market versus real exchange rate, right? Because you never get the real exchange rate. And so the mobile cash people are like, yeah, you're going to pay double because no one gets the real exchange rate. I'm not sure if that's true. I know that happened in Venezuela because the real exchange rate was something ridiculous. It was impossible to get dollars for that price.
Yeah.
And you had to pay like five or six times more.
Or you had a limit where it was like, you know, you can only exchange $1 trillion a day, which is enough for like a one ear of corn. And it's like, well, yeah, of course that doesn't work.
And that was only if you were in the government.
Yeah.
And had access to that. But the normal people wouldn't. So... unfortunate for the Zimbabweans.
If we've got any viewers in Zimbabwe, comment challenge. Let us know what's going on because we'll never get it right.
Singapore, I think we talked about this before, right? This has now come into effect. They have decided that fake news, that's bad, right? But the weird thing about fake news is who decides what's real, right? Turns out the Singapore government.
Singapore fake news law comes into force. Offenders face fines and prison time. Do you think that we could, the lawyer for Oracle that we were talking about earlier, do you think we could get her fined in Singapore? Because I'm pretty sure that level of misunderstanding what an API is constitutes fake news.
It's hard to say. I believe that just like here, you would have two opposing teams and they have... you know, polar opposite ideas of what's real and what's fake.
It's like, we believe APIs are executable, and it's like, words have lost all meaning. Isn't that one of the signs of the collapse of a society? It's like when we can no longer communicate because we don't agree on what words mean.
I would say that we could definitely be seeing a collapse. So you get a fine, I think it's like $3,000 or so forth.
It was like $76,000 for an individual and... or $7,600 for an individual and $76,000 for a company. Something like that.
Oh no, $36,000. Wow, that's a lot. Now, if they figure out that you were doing this as part of a botnet or something like that, then it's prison time.
10 years.
It gets real crazy.
Oh, $735. It was $73,000. The total
that's
potential
for a company.
Fine.
That's for companies.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's good, though, because like... think about the campaign companies here that have done the Facebook like fake news campaigns, which I think we're going to talk about a little later. I don't know if that would discourage them though, because some of those companies have made more than $1 million doing that.
Maybe. Does Singapore have the corporations as people law? Maybe if somebody goes to prison. We have talked a lot about anti-encryption and. Every country takes that a little bit differently. They're all against it. Everybody in power is against encryption because they want to be in your life. But in the U.S., they're really in your face about it. They're just like, no, we are the law, and we say that you cannot hide from us. You're not allowed to. And that has maybe reached a fever pitch.
the Attorney General Bill Barr will ask Zuckerberg to halt plans for end-to-end encryption across Facebook's apps.
The letter is basically just, think of the children.
Yeah, that was so disgusting.
Yeah.
Won't
you think of the children who I deeply care about?
It definitely is false equivocation, because there is no way that an encrypted email on its own will be responsible for child exploitation. It requires stuff other than just the encrypted data.
Also, if I was gonna, pro criminal tip, using Facebook to communicate about your crimes, terrible idea. Terrible, terrible idea. You do not want any sort of criminal activity on any of Facebook's networks ever.
Well, I actually think that only companies like Facebook and Google are going to be in a real position to oppose this. Because look at, like, what was it, Lavabit? This, you know, a relatively small private company was completely powerless to resist the government's, let's say, willful misunderstanding of your right to encryption. I mean, it used to be the encryption was classified as munitions. There's probably a Second Amendment argument to maintaining encryption. But
I'm saying I wouldn't even depend on that. I would
just roll your own.
Encrypt it on your end.
Oh, yeah.
And send that through the messenger if you have to.
So it's pretty much down to things like PGP and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think that the application author of PGP would be in a similar position as Lavabit to resist. Like, if the state compels you to add a back door, you're basically powerless to stop it unless you're Google or Facebook or one of those giant companies.
No, I don't think they can stop it. They can fight it. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. We have seen that Zuckerberg is willing to go to war with the government. More on that later. But first, let's talk about Facebook and their constantly shifting rules about what's okay and what's not okay on their site. And now we have a little bit more clarification.
Facebook is going to exempt opinion and satire from fact-checking. Okay, are we going to get, like, clear labels so that when Aunt Edna is, like, forwarding me all this stuff about, you know, something that's completely nonsensical, is it going to have, like, a blue background to let me know that that's opinion or op-ed or something?
It should have, like, a tag on it and then have the tag be color-coded.
But I don't know if that's large enough for Aunt Edna.
That's true.
But then people are going to argue the science is settled. You know, this is not an opinion. But is it? I mean, it's got to be your opinion, right? And the climate change is the thing that they brought up, where someone wrote some stuff about that, and they're like, no, this is not true. But it was written in an opinionated way. So it's okay. I mean, if your views of the world are in any way colored by Facebook content, rethink everything. Just start over. Just throw away your entire life and start building from the bottom again.
What if someone found us on Facebook?
It's still wrong.
Still wrong.
You still have to question it.
What if, I don't know why, but that's making me think of, like, that guy that was so upset about Alexa. He was, like, screaming at the top of his lungs.
He wasn't wrong. He may have overreacted, but he wasn't wrong. And speaking of Zuckerberg and going up against the government, it turns out, due to a leak, I bet some heads are going to roll about that, don't you?
Yeah.
He is willing to, in his words, go to the mat.
Leaked Zuckerberg audio reveals Facebook's plan to sue the U.S. government as if Elizabeth Warren tries to break up big tech. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren listened to this and tweeted about it, which was sort of interesting. But there was something else that Zuckerberg said. It was like, it would suck if they move forward with their plan to, like, blah, blah, blah. And that related to that was the end-to-end encryption.
And he said he would sue the government. And there was a little bit of self-awareness there. And he was like, you know, a company like ours, it kind of sucks if you have to sue your own government. But we're going to do it anyway.
The whole passage I read, like the excerpt, was just very, like, wishy-washy. Like, I don't really want to, but I mean, I totally will.
It's certainly not. You would think, you know, he's talking about going to war, but that is not a strong general.
No, that was not. He sounded kind of like, you know, if I have to, I will, I guess.
But he does have the resources. I mean, like you say, who else is going to do it? Is he our best hope?
That is truly the darkest timeline.
Zucker boned. That's, we didn't use that as a title last week. That's what we're supposed to use as a title.
It should be this week. I don't know.
Looks like you're using an ad blocker.
ICE is reportedly using Facebook accounts to track undocumented immigrants and lure them to things. So I sort of alluded to this earlier. Lady was an undocumented immigrant, and she was selling a pinata on the Facebook marketplace. Well, that was ICE. ICE showed up and was like, hey, we're not going to buy your pinata, but we will deport you to Mexico. Which is really like, is this really necessary?
Well, I have two major questions about that, right? So, is that entrapment?
No, because they're not a citizen. See, there's all this not a citizen loophole where even like the Magna Carta is out the window, which is really disturbing.
I'm fine with that. You don't come here illegally and expect to get the same rights. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work like that. But here's something I have a major problem with. How many resources did we spend on one person there?
I would say that the undocumented people that are part of and protected by the gang organization are far more dangerous and deserving of those resources than, you know,
a woman selling a pinata on Facebook.
Housekeeper Matilda selling a pinata on Facebook.
I mean, so they had to set up the marketplace thing, monitor it, get a hit, spend time communicating with her, go to the sting. There was more than one person there, you know.
Yeah.
Wrangle her up and deport her. And what did we gain from that?
I'll tell you what. We didn't gain any new pinatas. I'll tell you
that. It's a net loss.
It's a net loss for the U.S.
How many citizens and how many people that are here legally were swept up in that? Like, if you happen to be a Spanish-speaking citizen that hangs out on marketplace.
Well, so I'm wondering, like, how did they determine who was illegal and who was just, you know, Spanish-speaking American immigrant?
They had to pry into everybody's business in order to figure it out.
Well, they talk about that. I mean, this is not just, they're not just fishing. I got it wrong when I explained that. She's the one who put up the ad.
Yeah.
So they knew beforehand that she was undocumented, and they just needed to get a hold of her. But again, it seems like we could be going after people who are actually causing issues. And I don't think making, you know, off-brand pinatas is really at the top of the list.
Off-brand? It's probably more authentic.
That's true. It's probably the best pinata that you could possibly get. It's probably a masterclass pinata.
It sounded like she was willing to work. I mean, homemade pinatas?
That's
more than you can say for a lot of the
people. That's entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
That's the American dream right there. Well, what can you do? And maybe the worst news for Facebook and for Zuckerberg's burgeoning control of the world is this, because Libra could be big. When you take control of the money, you know, there's that old quote, the Rothschild quote. It's like, I care not who is in the government. Just give me control of the money. That's very true. That's how you get in charge. And that's what he wants. But is his castle crumbling underneath him?
PayPal withdraws support for Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency. PayPal has saw the light, or are they working on their own cryptocurrency?
Well, I think they've seen, by the light, you mean the heat that's coming down from the powers that be.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve was not happy with this, and our Attorney General was not happy with this.
And competing currencies have always been stricken down pretty quickly. Things like Bitcoin, I think, got where they are because no one thought they could. But with Facebook behind it and all these big companies willing to take it out of the box, Libra absolutely could, and a lot of people don't like that. Again, are we in a situation where we have to depend on Zuckerberg to free us from the chains of central banking?
It's horrifying.
Ugh. I don't know which is worse, honestly.
Put your money in your freezer.
And finally, YouTube, the much maligned algorithm. It's, on one hand, everybody hates it. And if you make content, you get buried and it sucks and you get demonetized and blah, blah, blah. On the other hand, it introduces me to things that I didn't know that I wanted in my life. But God, I want them. And maybe it's getting even better at that.
YouTube is experimenting with ways to make its algorithm even more addictive. Publicly, the platform said it's trying to do what it can to minimize amplification of extreme content, but it's still looking for ways to keep users on the site, to keep them engaged.
You know what I'd like to see out of the YouTube algorithm? I'd like it to realize when I've watched a video and to stop recommending it to me.
Yeah, there's if you click the little button, you can do that.
Yeah, I do that, but it just keeps finding more videos that I've already watched.
Like, well, stop. maybe you're going too hard.
Maybe I am. Maybe I need to stop watching tiny house videos.
So
it's anyone's guess.
The way this thing works is they figured out that some people will just sit and click the first recommended video on the right. It's like, oh yes, more entertainment. Keep me from thinking about my life. And so it was weighted heavily toward whatever was at the top. So they actually are now giving you more weight the further down the list you are to try and even that out.
So. And that brings us to the next episode of the Level 1 News, where you can join us on Patreon. Otherwise, you have to wait until tomorrow.
And really, can you afford that wait? This might be all of our last day on Earth. Those hypersonic nukes might hit tomorrow, and you'll never see it.
Or in 30 minutes, and we'd never see it.
They might be on their way right now.
But we just got rain.
You think the rain will stop them?
No,
call them back, boys.
I want to enjoy the
rain.
I want to enjoy it.
Did you run out like an anime character and dance around in it?
I didn't dance around in it, but I did like run over to the back door and was like, look. And my husband was like, yeah, it's raining.
There's water falling from the sky.
They said it was going to rain.
All right, tomorrow we'll be back with business, and I believe Robot will be our second tomorrow.
Neat.